Welcome to the Pet Owner Diary Podcast, a show about helping you become a better pet parent. In each episode, we deliver raw, honest, funny, and insightful advice on how to be a great pet parent for any type of pet. Now, here's your host, America's Pet Owner Coach, Janelle Young.
Hey, Pet Family. Welcome back to the Pet Owner Diary Show. My name is Tay Shoemaker, and I will be your co-host for the next hour or so. Today's episode is going to be very laid back, very chill. It's been a long week, so we're just going to sit back and have some fun. I have held it off long enough, friends. I cannot physically go any longer without talking about frogs. So today's episode is going to be about frogs, but I promise to keep it interesting and fun for the people who are like, not about frogs. So over the last 50 years, more than 500 amphibian species have experienced extreme population decline. 90 of those species have gone completely extinct as a part of the sixth mass extinction period that we're currently in. According to a report from the United Nations, 40% of the world's amphibian species are in the threatened status when it comes to the level of extinction. 15 of these species live and are native to the U.S. I want you all to meet a very close friend of mine, Hannah Van Overbeek, the founder and creative mind behind Project Poliwog. Poliwog aims to help endangered frog species by selling adorable frog-themed jewelry and other froggy items. Hey, Hannah, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for hosting me today. I'm honestly super thrilled to even be on this show, super grateful. This will be so fun to talk about frogs with you.
Yes, and Pet Family, Hannah's actually at my house. She is sitting right next to me, like I can look at her.
So I can touch you.
Yes, you know, we could like touch each other if we want, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah, you're coming.
And yeah, so we're sharing one mic, so it's a little bit like Lady and the Tramp spaghetti scene, but like with two good friends. Mm-hmm. But Hannah is also my boss. I am her executive assistant, whatever that means. But it basically means that I answer emails and I take cute pictures of her whenever she needs me to do that. And so Hannah, please go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone. Tell us a little bit about you. Introduce yourself to the class.
Well, my name is Hannah, as Tate introduced. I am obsessed with frogs, which is how me and Tay met about a year ago. So she actually came across one of my ads that I was running on Instagram, and she was like, oh my gosh, it's frog themed jewelry. Like, that's so cute. And she reached out and we became like really fast friends after that, because it was just like both of our missions aligned and our brands really synced up well together. But yeah, I started Project Poliwog in May. It's almost going to be a year old, actually, coming up here. But I started it in May of last year, just because I felt like I needed to develop a deeper purpose, like actually make a difference in the world. My background is in business, and that is kind of where my career is in business. And the companies that I'd been running prior never really like felt deep to me. They never felt like I was actually making a big difference in the world, especially for our planet and our environment, which I do care about. So my love of frogs and jewelry and business kind of just all combined together to create Project Poliwog. A huge part of the reason I started Project Poliwog as well was because I was kind of transitioning to a time in my life where I felt like I was losing my childhood. I felt like, you know, I'm growing up and it's, I don't know, you start to see life sort of black and white, mm-hmm. and it loses the color. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, so I kind of designed all of the packaging and everything around childhood, but mm-hmm. like with obviously like with an older twist to it. So yeah. Like the jewelry is very, I guess, minimal, but still mm-hmm. really cute. But yeah, so every box comes infused with childhood and the adoption certificates,
yes,
everything. So that's a little bit about me and Project Poliwog.
Yeah, and so Project Poliwog, you've said this to me before, your mission or like a dream you have for Poliwog is to, you know, hopefully help every species of frog one day,
yeah.
and like maybe even save
every species.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. We actually just recently partnered with the Amphibian Foundation, which is located in Georgia. They're one of the foundations. They're one of the foundations that we donate to. And they're actually actively out there repopulating frogs, saving them. Mm-hmm. They do all sorts of other amphibians like salamanders and all the other ones.
We love all amphibians, not just frogs.
Yeah.
We're a little biased, but we love them all.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of what they need is they just need like supplies. They need material. Mm-hmm. They need to pay their people. And so that's where Project Polywog comes in and kind of helps provide the resources for them to keep saving the frogs. So ideally we'd like to help them branch out all across the United States, because their goal is to create repopulation centers like all over with different species of amphibians.
Yeah.
So, super cool.
Yeah. So yeah, the Amphibian Foundation is based in the US, but no, they're definitely, I've heard talks of them wanting to stretch out and stuff like that. So they're an amazing, amazing foundation. And the fact that they, you know, have someone that can help them with like monthly donations is amazing, because everyone there is so great. So shout out to the Amphibian Foundation. Amazing. Yeah. And so Polywog currently, so you're selling jewelry, you're selling, you know, prints, stuff like that. Like, how would you describe what Polywog kind of specializes in or sells, if you can? Oh, wow. I know there's a wide range.
I mean, honestly, a majority of the products are the jewelry. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say Project Polywog is more of a jewelry line.
Right.
Everything has frogs in it. Mm-hmm. So
of course,
all of our products have frogs in it. Yeah. And like, I noticed too, like when I was starting it, there was like no frog jewelry, like frog themed jewelry. And the ones that were out there were just like not really my vibe. They weren't super cute.
They're a little tacky.
Yeah, they're a little tacky. Exactly. So you'd see, you know, at the pier or gift shops. Not knocking them. Those are great too.
But, respect the hustle, but
yeah, we respect it, but not the drip I want to wear. So when I designed my jewelry line, it was kind of like, oh, I want to like make it cute. I want to make it minimal. So we use a lot of things, like we use lots of lily pads, we use frogs in every design, we use mushrooms, flowers, like pretty much everything nature related. It's very cottage core.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, for, you know, the older people that are listening who are like, what the hell is cottage core? it's kind of a thing. A lot of Gen Z, I would say, is trying to revert back to like living in a cute little cottage with like animals and flowers all around you, and like wearing pretty dresses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Very Anne of Green Gables.
Yes, very much. Very much so. So it's a lot of that. So it's very, but the jewelry is beautiful. Like, it's, I mean, I didn't think I was a gold person until I tried on Polywog's jewelry, and then I was like, okay, I have to switch all of my jewelry because this is like the color. But they do silver as well.
Yeah, we branched out after we got a couple of requests. We started with gold, but then we branched out to silver.
Yeah, and so they're also very durable, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. What do y'all use to make them?
Yes, so we actually just switched it over. So our newest restock is going to be all stainless steel base. Mm-hmm. So the reason we chose stainless steel over like brass, zinc, all of these other ones is because what happens is, and I'm sure you all are very familiar with this.
Especially zinc.
Yeah, especially zinc. It tarnishes. It turns your skin green. Yeah. It doesn't like work in water. Mm-hmm. It's just super sensitive. And so we chose the stainless steel base because it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And it lasts a lot longer and it doesn't tarnish as easily. And I mean, it's just a great material. And for the gold ones, they're actually gold plated with 14 karat gold.
Yeah. So they're fancy.
Yeah. They're fancy.
No fake gold here.
They last. And then the silver ones are stainless steel.
Okay. Yeah. And no, stainless steel, when I think of stainless steel, I think of like piercings because surgical, yeah, you know, so they're healthy. They're not going to turn you green.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be okay. And they really last. I mean, I have the tiny frog on a lily pad one.
Too.
Yeah. I have my, two frogs kissing in a heart right now. but I have had that one for, I think since October.
About. Yeah, I would say that's, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's right before our Christmas collaboration.
Yeah, and it's, like, perfect. It has not had any issues. I did tangle the chain a little bit, but it's fine. I got it undone. So, yeah, no, they definitely last, and they're super cute, super simple. And I think it's really good if you're, like, wanting fancy jewelry that is not fancy. Or like you want to look fancy, like I wear mine if I'm going to an event in like a pretty dress, I'll throw them on because they're simple, they're easy, and yeah, they're adorable. All right, so we do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Hannah from Project Polywog.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Hannah Van Overbeek of Project Polywog. Polywog, the way the Brits say frog or tadpole, is spelled P-O-L-L-I-G, or excuse me, P-O-L-L-I-W-O-G. I can spell. I went to school. And yeah, Project, exactly how you think it would be spelled. And you guys can go check out the website, projectpolywog.com. There's a bunch of cute stuff over in the shop. You can read about Hannah's mission and all that fun stuff. So we were talking about the jewelry. And I think the other thing that sells really, really well is your prints. Like when I do the customer service, so I get to see like all the orders and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people are constantly ordering the frog collage kits.
Yeah, those are, man, you know, when I launched those, the wall art kits, I originally didn't expect them to do so well because I was kind of like, oh, this is like a cute little side product. The reason I even put them up there to begin with was because I literally made it for myself. Like I made it for my wall because I saw them all over TikTok and I was like, I want one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. Like, if you can like it, if you like your product, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
If you don't, then like, what are you even doing?
Yeah, no, I totally. Yeah, I'm all about designing stuff that I would actually use. But yeah, I launched those and like everybody just loved them. And I actually made them by combing through like tons of vintage articles, like magazines, all of these different things, and then editing them, making them look how I want them to look, kind of vintage and cute. And so that's how I made them. And yeah, I mean, they just popped off. People love them. So
like, yeah, well, and I mean, they're so if you have never heard of a collage wall or have no idea what we're talking about, collage walls are basically, I mean, they're so easy to make. You literally just take art, prints, you know, literally anything you want. I have them all over my house. I love them. If you're a maximalist like me, they're great. And you literally just stick them to the wall. And, you know, Hannah sells these kits. which makes it so easy, so you don't have to print off anything yourself. And you can choose like some, if you want sticky tack or putty, you know, whatever you call it. The
wall putty.
The little blue wall putty that like teachers use all the time. And they're so easy to stick up. And they do not, the putty is so great because it does not take the paint off your walls.
Yep.
I have used tape before. I have used push pins before. Those are a mess.
Not renter friendly.
Not renter friendly at all. So yeah. And then you also have, so there is one thing that we do want to talk about, and that is a new product coming in, a new kind of collaboration. Could you tell us what's going down? I think tomorrow.
Yeah, actually.
Well, it'll be Friday for y'all, but tomorrow's Friday for us. So birthday.
Yeah, the birthday lunch. So actually I was on TikTok and this one account popped up on my For You page. And
as it does. As you find everyone.
Yeah. And this guy, Nick, was on there talking about his sustainable clothing brand. And I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, the style, like the designs, like everything was so retro, like very, very like early days, Mickey Mouse, Flipnote type of feeling.
Right.
And I love that art style. And so I was like, oh my gosh, sustainable, cute clothes, like the colors are adorable. And I mean, the reason it's sustainable is because all of his clothing, tote bags, phone cases, everything is one, biodegradable.
Yeah.
Two, recycled, 100% recycled. And it's just, it's crazy. I mean, like, you'd think that the clothes would be really uncomfortable. Like,
no, they're not. They're so soft.
Yeah, they're literally so soft. And I love them. So I reached out to him. And I was like, hey, Nick, like, nice to meet you.
And
I
this saw is you. This is Gray Archer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Shout out to Nick and Gray Archer.
Yes, this is Gray Archer. Yeah, Nick's friend is Gray Archer. And yeah, so I reached out to him and we connected. We hopped onto a Zoom call. We talked about a collaboration. And if you can believe this, Nick is 19 years old. He's 19.
I'm older than all of you. Like, this is what I do. I out people when they come here. Hannah's only 20. So it's fine. Everyone knows my age. I've said it multiple times now. So we little babies.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out the world. but yeah, so we did this collab and I designed the art.
It is so cute.
I'm so excited.
If y'all like the book series Frog and Toad, it reminds me of that, but very like Frog and Toad, if they were like 70s, 60s.
I actually was inspired by Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite TV shows, and that was kind of where I drew the inspiration from. But yeah, I'm so excited.
They're so cute. Yeah, so they're launching. I guess I can say we, because I mean,
you're part of it. Yeah,
I'm on that payroll.
Definitely. Yeah, you can say we.
Yeah, so we're launching them tomorrow, which is Friday for y'all. So
yep, birthday.
Two days ago for y'all. Earth Day, the 22nd. And there's totes, there's shirts. There's like bundles where you can get like jewelry, tote, and a shirt, or tote, jewelry. Like there's a bunch of options to choose from.
Yeah.
And they're so cute.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait for everyone to see them.
It is limited edition too.
Yes.
So we're only going to sell them while they're hot. 50. Yeah. There's not going to be that many.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just super excited. I can't wait.
We have done a collaboration. I should also mention that Hannah does, on top of, you know, paying me for the work I do. She also, part of the donations go directly to our rescue, which is amazing. Again, you know, some people, you know, if you're a new listener, you may not know that I run a frog rescue, which is why I am obsessed with frogs.
We're literally sitting here looking at like,
we're sitting
frogs.
In a room of 20 frogs.
Amazing.
Yeah, I have a 400-500 square foot apartment and they are everywhere, on top of each other, on top of me. It's fun. But yeah, so I run a rescue and we actually met because, I mean, I reached out to you and I was like, hey, I love this. Do you want to like work together? And it was amazing. We did a Christmas sweater.
The Christmas sweater.
Last
Happy
year.
Holidays.
It was so cute. The sweaters were such good quality. And I feel like we're going to have to do something like
we
that.
We will. Again, absolutely.
For sure.
For Halloween too. And like all the holidays.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And it's so cute. And you design everything yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Orion, my artist, did the sweaters.
He did. Yeah. He did a couple of the hoodies and the sweaters. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing too.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Orion, shout out to Orion's Belt Art. He does literally all of my stuff, all of my graphics and stuff. So he's amazing. But the sweaters, they sold like crazy.
We sold so many of those sweaters. It was just awesome to see all the TikTok videos of people like posting and just wearing the sweater. I like, it's cool to think about that. That both of our names are out there in the world. Like, on people.
I know. That's my favorite part of merch is, you know, like I'll get pictures and I'm like, oh, you're wearing my stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Hannah Van Overbeek from Project Polywog.
Yay.
We all know that a dog is man's best friend, but why stop there? We think that all pets make our lives a little easier, whether it's a cat, gecko, or even a horse. We want to learn what makes your pet so special to you. Maybe they have an eccentric personality, or even give good cuddles. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. After all, our pets deserve a moment in the spotlight. Why not share an interesting story about your pet with our host, pet coach Janelle Young? No matter how big or small, we'd love to hear from you on the Pet Owner Diary Show. We're looking for the next pet celebrity, superstar, or that unique animal story for TV and radio. If you believe your pet has the it factor, then call our pet line at 407-906-5712 or email us at petownerdiary@gmail.com. The possibilities are endless. Maybe you and your pet will be our next featured weekly guest on TV or radio. Let's give our pets the attention they deserve.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Hannah Van Overbeek from Project Polywog, a foundation, a store that helps frog species and has amazing jewelry. And yeah, just is overall absolutely amazing. I'm a little biased because I literally work for her, but I would say it's pretty good.
I agree.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to get into why your mission is so important, because I don't think a lot of people actually understand how important amphibians are for us. How would you, if we were in a classroom setting and I sat you down and I said, okay, why are frogs important? What would you give me your pitch?
Okay, so the reason that frogs are so important is because they literally control the insect environment that we have, and they prevent a lot of diseases from being spread. So, for example, one of the main things in a frog's diet is the bugs, the protein, the mosquitoes, all of these other little bugs that actually carry diseases like salmonella or all these other diseases that they can actually transfer to us. So by having frogs around, we actually are cutting that down, all of those just awful bugs and diseases.
Pests, if you want to call them that.
Yeah, exactly, the pests. Yeah, and so, like, one of the main things that is kind of causing frogs to be, like,
dying in mass numbers.
Yeah, is mostly because of like deforestation, habitat loss, all of these things like that. And those are just like, those are the main things.
Well, and I think another big part, a lot of people don't understand that frogs are an indicator species.
Yes.
So if you're, you know, you have a pond in your backyard or like a creek, and you know, you've had frogs there for a very long time, and all of a sudden they're gone, you're not seeing any frogs, and you know, you haven't heard anything about, you know, them dying off from fungus or anything like that, it can be an indicator that your water is polluted or, you know, there's something happening with the ecosystem. And without amphibians, you know, because pollution, sometimes it's obvious, but a lot of the times it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they have like those water testers who go out there and test for pollution.
So frogs are like a natural water quality tester. So this is very important from that. But the pest thing also is a big thing. And they're very good at eating invasive species as well. You know, all amphibians are great at controlling populations like that. They're also a part of the food chain for many other animals. So, you know, you've probably learned it in like your
biology
class, you know, if you take one animal out from the pyramid, whole thing crashes. So it's very, very important. You mentioned some things, but do you know like the major issue that frogs are having right now and like what is killing them?
Yeah, so what's killing them right now again is just the habitat loss. I talked with Mark from the Amphibian Foundation a few days ago, and he was telling me how there's barely any real habitats left for, like, for example, mainly what we're focused on right now is the Georgia gopher frog. Almost all their habitats are gone. And so the one, they actually are working in a national park. And that's like where they're preserving the habitat, because that's where one of the last habitats is for the Georgia gopher frogs. So that's like a main thing, is just like development and pollution and not having livable environments anymore.
Have you heard of chytrid or citrid? Have you ever...
No, what is
okay.
that?
So we'll get into that. So, and I mean, a lot of people don't know this is happening, but chytrid, I cannot say the full name, but I say it as chytrid, but other people pronounce it as citrid, however you want to pronounce it. But I always just say chytrid. It is a fungus, and it happens because of pollution and rising water temperatures and loss of other species that are keeping it down. And it is a fungus that affects their skin, and essentially it will affect the slime coat, and it will make it so that they cannot absorb any nutrients or electrolytes or anything like that from the water that they're in. So it basically kind of dehydrates them to death. And it is super effective, especially in hotter places. And as, you know, global warming, as the world heats up, it's a lot easier for it to spread around. So really the biggest thing right now, I think we've lost part of the 90 species that the world has lost, I think 40% of them are because of chytrid or citrid. It's very, very painful, you know. They can't get any nutrients into their body, so they're starving. They can't get water into their body. It leaves them with really bad sores. They're shedding a lot because they're trying to get whatever is on their skin off. And it's very, very painful, and it happens very fast. And chytrid can take out like hundreds of frogs in one day. It's taken out whole ecosystems. And so one of the main projects that Save the Frogs, which is another amazing foundation, their main goal is to stop chytrid because there is no cure for it right now. They've been working on it for a couple of years. And I think I've heard that, you know, we're getting close, but we're definitely not there yet
to the solution. You mentioned too that you sent a couple of your frogs to the research centers.
So we were dealing with a whole different fungus.
What happened?
So we were dealing with a different kind of fungus. It was actually a fungus that was found in fish. And it's only been seen in fish before. And so I can't go into a lot of the details because it is a research study. We were working with Colorado State University, and they were taking tests on our frogs. And it was because someone, so I'm not mad at this person, but someone had donated a fish tank to us, and they kind of neglected to tell us that all of their fish had passed in it, and from like some mysterious whatever. And so, you know, I would bleach it and use all these vet approved chemicals on it and everything like that. And it's just such a resilient fungus that it would not go, like it didn't. So we ended up having to just completely smash the tank and toss it away so that no one could use it.
Yeah.
And we transferred, our followers bought us a new tank, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so now we're all good. We haven't had a case since December. So I think we're doing pretty
amazing.
Good.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. But that one's more rare. It's definitely, you know, something that really we were dealing with, and then a few like pet chains and stuff, but I can't talk about it yet. Wait till the report comes out. Mm-hmm. But,
today.
No. So yeah, but it, you know, that was a, more of a, I guess you could say localized fungus, but this Kydra is found on every plane of the world. Like it's, you know, you can find it in, it's very big in the US, but also in like Costa Rica and the jungles and stuff like that.
The tree frog that's gone extinct in
Yeah. It's, and it, like I said, it can take out frogs like, no, like nothing.
Oh my gosh.
So that is a very large reason. And I know the Amphibian Foundation does a little bit of that as well. But they're definitely, they're focused in the US. So, you know, they're trying to save the species that we have here.
Yeah. Starting in home and then.
Yeah. Yeah. Home. Well, I mean, you can only do so much, you know?
Yeah.
There's that quote that's like, you know, you're never gonna, if you want to change the whole world, like you have to change one person's world or
something like that. Yeah, that's
yeah, it's it. From like the Bible or something. but yeah, so you know, and I think, you know, why your mission is so amazing is because you understand that, but you still have like big old dream.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess we, the ultimate goal, because I was this is kind of not that great news, I guess, but a lot of the reason why endangered species are never taken off the list is because of politics.
It's yes.
Very much political.
Yeah.
And so I know eventually what we'd really like to do is kind of take this to politics, take this to policies.
Yeah.
And to a legislative level where we can actually kind of petition for these things to be done and taken care of and get more attention, because it's just as important as every other issue that
Yeah, and I mean, politicians are probably like, oh, it's a frog, like you get it.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay, not- well, we care, and so do these 20,000 other people, like that's the goal.
We're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Hannah from Project Polywog.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Pet Owner Diary Show. My name is Tay, and I'm here with Hannah Van Overbeek from Project Pollywog. And so we were talking a bit of why frogs are important, and I want to go back to your mission a little bit. So you are focusing on two frogs right now.
Yes.
Which froggies are you focusing on?
So the first one is the California yellow-legged frog. Mm-hmm. And the reason I chose that frog in particular was because I grew up in California. I was born and raised there. And so I really wanted to kind of help my environment, almost like help my backyard.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I chose that one. And then the other one that I chose was the Georgia gopher frog.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I chose the Georgia gopher frog was because it's number 3 on the most endangered amphibian list.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my head, I'm kind of like, okay, well, if it's that high, then that means it's probably really, really close to like being gone.
Being extinct.
Yeah, literally just like not being able to see these frogs anymore. And to me, it's like thinking about my future generations, like my kids and their kids and their kids, not being able to see, like, it's almost like the dinosaurs, you know what I mean? Like there were generations before us that saw the dinosaurs and they're gone.
Right.
And we don't have that anymore. And so like the thought of that would just, it just makes me really sad. And so that's why I chose that one too, because they're more close to being extinct.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. Like, you know, we have had animals in the past, even within the last 20, 30 years, where there are none of them in the world, where, you know, they've either been hunted to death or, you know, fun stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I understand, like, you know, when you have kids, you want to be able to be like, look, this is a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had these when I was your age and I helped them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's really sweet. And so when you purchase, so you adopt a frog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is so cute.
I know. I love it. So each of our orders comes with, each of our jewelry orders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jewelry only.
Yeah. It comes with a adoption certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And in the adoption certificate, you have kind of like a little spot where you can give it a name. You can give it its birthday, which is normally like the day you receive it.
Yeah.
And the idea is that you get to like name your jewelry piece because there are frogs in every jewelry piece.
Yeah.
And so we also include a metal benefactor card inside of each one,
which is like so nice quality. It's crazy. It reminds me of, you know, younger people, you'll probably understand this. When you used to get Pokemon cards, and sometimes they would have like the metal, really fancy ones that were like kind of holographic or like just gold. And it reminds me exactly of that. It's really cool.
That was exactly what I was inspired by, the Pokemon cards. And so I designed them kind of with that in mind, because the idea is we want them to go into your wallets. We want them to go into your purses, because whenever you're wearing your jewelry, people will see that. And it's such a unique, interesting piece that a lot of people kind of comment on it. And whenever you get comments on it, the idea is to talk about the frogs and bring up, actually this necklace.
This is my benefactor card.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can bring it out and then people can see like, oh, okay, so it's Project Pollywog. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to reduce the amount of endangered species in the world. So that's
I never thought of that. It is like a business card that like lasts forever.
It's literally sized exactly like a business card too.
Right. So. And so, okay, so if people want to go to the shop and, you know, look us up, where can they go? Drop all the socials.
Yeah,
promo.
So you can go to www.projectpollywog, which is POLLIWOG.com. Or you can find us on Instagram at protectpollywog.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
I've made that mistake before. It's Protect.
It used to be Project, but now it's Protect Pollywog. So it's like, you know, protecting pollywogs. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it is. At Protect Pollywog. Same thing with TikTok too. Protect Pollywog. You can also find us on Facebook at Protect Pollywog. And yeah, those are kind of, that's where you can go if you're interested in checking it out.
Yeah. And you know, the website has the mission. It has, you know, the frogs that we're looking to conserve. You can read a little bit about our rescue there.
Yep.
There's everything on there, and there are so many adorable items. Again, Hannah pretty much designs all of them. They have a lot of love in them. They're very, very adorable. And they're also, I've seen a lot of adults buying them for like their kids, or like grandparents buying them for their kids, which I think is really, really sweet. So if you're looking for a birthday present, they make great presents.
Oh, we do gift wrap too.
Yes.
And
yes.
The gift wrap is right now, like during about, it changes with every season. And thank you cards change too, which is
they're real cute.
Yeah. So we have, I guess I'll explain a little bit about the packaging experience, but we have these thank you cards that are actually collectible, because the idea was I designed them to help like reduce waste in a way, because I know that whenever I order something, there's almost always a thank you card.
Yeah.
But it's never like super cute to where I want to like hang it on my wall. Like not to shade anybody, but like they're just not.
It's a business card. Like it's
Yeah, exactly. Like I wouldn't put it on my wall. But when I was designing my thank you cards, I was like, okay, I want people to actually like put these on their wall.
Right.
And so I designed them like little pieces of art. So they're really
so cute.
Yeah, and they change 8 times a year, and each of those cards are collectible, so you can actually collect all the thank you cards and then send us a picture of them at the end of the year to get
It's very much zero waste. I mean, if you're like me where you save everything, like they come with these little pouches, all the jewelry comes in these pouches that say Project Pollywog, and I love using them. I've used them for gifts before, and people are like, oh, Project Pollywog, so cute. And then like, it's actually not from them. I just use the packaging because I hoard everything and I reuse everything. But they're perfect for presents.
Oh yeah. And everything's recycled and sustainable too. So like the paper is all recycled, the bags we ship it in are sustainable, recyclable, compostable too.
Perfect.
So you could stick it out there with the veggies.
Heck yeah. So thank you so much, Hannah, for hanging out with me. I know we see each other like every single day, but this is a bit
always a pleasure.
A bit different of a format. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Again, if you want to see Project Pollywog, it's projectpollywog.com. And all the rest of the social medias are Protect Pollywog. And we'll see you back here, same time, same place, next week. Thanks so much, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I had such a great time.
Amazing. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on Pet Owner Diary. Make sure to visit our website, petownerdiary.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, view show highlights, and download each episode via SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app too, so you and your pet never miss an episode. Pet family, if you like what you hear, please share on your social media and tell a friend to tune in. On behalf of America's pet owner coach, Janelle Young, we wish you love, peace, and harmony with your pet. We'll catch you in the next episode.